My name is Matt Tomitz. The title of the episode is right here. I got my slides right here, and I'm here for the Talking Shop podcast, sharing stories, lessons, and experiences in sports performance and professional development. And let's talk all about social media and how you can start crushing it as a professional. So first, I want to start with the story and to show the power and what really can come out of social media if you do it well. So I had an athlete of mine who was coming off of a hurt hamstring. We were doing all the rehab, the return to play protocols, and I figured out that'd be cool to make just a live video documenting one of our return to play sessions, and also just some shorter tweets going throughout the process and kind of explaining my thought process, how it was going, et cetera, et cetera. And then I got this text from one of my friends that says, "Hey Matt, hope all is well. Been meaning to reconnect. And also, we've had some hamstring injuries where I'm currently coaching. And weirdly enough, as this has been happening, you've been posting on social media. So I'd love just to chat again, just in general and also specifically about that." And it's so crazy how even if it gets one or two likes on Twitter, you never know who's seeing it. And although my explicit purpose of making those videos and posting those videos was just to show, hey, I'm doing this stuff, hey, you can learn some stuff too, but it's crazy how you never know who's watching, and that could turn into consulting, that could turn into chatting with the whole staff, just this bigger picture. But people do watch, and if your social media does have focus, you never know what can come out of it. So what's the point? So just to create some context, just like how you have to have a goal of training, just like how you need an X on the treasure map to know where to go, well, are you pursuing social media just because everyone else is doing it and you think it's a good idea? Or does it really align with your big, big plans? And even if your big, big plans are kind of vague, they're kind of broad, as long as there's this blob-ish and along that path is pursuing social media and making that part of your brand as a professional, then 100% go for it. But don't just do it just to do it. Don't just do it just because other people are and it makes sense. So really just, as everything, we have to take a step back and ask, really, what's the purpose? But I think a good way to summarize this is, let's say you were applying for a job and there was some miscommunication and the head guy didn't know that you were coming in today. He thought it was tomorrow. And one of his employees comes into his office and goes, "Hey, you're interviewing Matt. Here's his Instagram, @CoachBigToe. He'll be here in 5 minutes." And he was just quickly scrolling through my Instagram preparing for this interview. What summary, what bullet points, what's the gist that I would want that guy to get out of my social media? If someone were to scroll through your social media, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and they were to summarize it to their buddy in 3 to 5 bullet points, what would you want those bullet points to be? And really, even just having that clear, and although it's a lot to change, just having that clear and concise gives so much more clarity and focus and direction to your social media. And within that, there's also kind of 4 main categories that my coworkers and I kind of try to put our social media into and kind of how we describe it. And also, as I'm describing these categories, think about what accounts on what platforms you think fall into each of these. So basically 4 main categories that social media typically falls into. Number 1, education, people that teach you stuff, people that you go to learn stuff from. Entertainment, people that are funny, people that just are good at making jokes, they make you laugh, they're just more enjoyable to consume. Innovation, people making these new crazy exercises, people that get you to think in a different way, people that kind of just get that light bulb, but typically it's these new crazy exercises that you've never seen before. Or highlight, this would be more for your athletes, more platform kind of for them. So in the middle is your brand, and those are the 4 typical categories that your brand could fall into. And typically this is like 2 categories, maybe 3, maybe just 1. I definitely wouldn't go for all 4, because would you rather be spread out across all 4 or go all in 50% on kind of 2 of them? And this is a lot of change. So your bullet points, what you want to get out of your social media, is a lot of change, just as your buckets or how you sort yourself can also change over time. But like I said, even just having some direction, knowing it can change, is going to go so much further for your social media than just doing it just to do it. So just use myself as an example. Here's a screenshot of my Instagram account. It's the same on Twitter. And it says, "Helping athletes and coaches take control of their sports story. Integrating coaching and data, And then my title, I'm a speed and performance coach and a sports science coordinator at TC Boost. So helping athletes and coaches take control of their sports story is basically, I want to educate and empower them, give them the tools to make their own decisions about training and teach them the thought process, the whys, so they can take control of their own sports story, their own career, what they want to get out of their sports. Integrating coaching and data. So it used to be data driven, but I think people are beyond that term right now. But integrating coaching data means working with athletes, actually coaching, doing it live. But how do we put together technology? How do we put together the data and all of those things to make it better together as opposed to these kind of two super separate things? And also, no one is going to tell my story. So part of the reason why I'm big on social media is because no one's going to tell the legend of Matt Thomas. No one's going to create that for me. I have to tell my story, what I'm doing, how I'm learning and growing and progressing, and what a cool opportunity to do so then on social media. I have my YouTube channel. I have a podcast, the Talking Shop Podcast. I post on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter, and I write articles for a few websites. So that's definitely more than probably the average person, but having done this for a while, I keep track of all my stats because I'm kind of a nerd like that. But just an example of what a relatively clear social media can look like. And if someone were to scroll through my stuff, hopefully they would kind of get the gist of that as well. And because everything is relative to expectations, I always give this example. So let's say you and I both receive a package on Thursday. I got an email saying that I was supposed to receive it on Wednesday, and you got an email saying that you were supposed to receive it on Friday, but we both receive it on Thursday. Well, the same thing happened to us, but I'm super mad and you're ecstatic because I thought I was going to get it one day sooner and you thought you were going to get it one day later. So expectations really sets the scene for everything, just like how in training, it's not that the workout was hard or easy or high or low or you PR'd at this time. It's what was supposed to happen. What was the plan? What did we expect to happen? So consequently, going into social media as a professional, what are your expectations of what it's going to require out of you? What are you going to get out of it? How long is it going to take? So just like minimal effective dose in training, if you can get away just by doing 3 flying 10s to get faster and check off that top speed stimulus box for the day, well, why would you do 5? Why would you do 6? That's just so much more time, fatigue, that's just not needed when you can do less and get the same results. So it's important, you know, minimal effective dose. Well, minimum effective social media, I guess. What is the least that you have to post? What is the minimum amount of posts you have to make, let's just say in a week, to feel really good about it? Because why would you overwhelm yourself and say, I have to post every day? I have to post on these 3 social media platforms. And then after 3 weeks, you just get super overwhelmed. You only hit 3 out of 7, and then 4 out of 7, and then 2 out of 7, and then you're out. As opposed to, I can commit to one for sure. You know, I can commit twice a week on 2 platforms, but then you end up doing that. You stick to it over the course of 2 months. Well, you get way more posts out of it for sure. So it's important to have this minimum mindset in mind. And if you get into it, if you get into a routine and a flow and you can add it on top of that later, great. But don't start with the most and trim back from there, because then you just feel like you failed. It's just not that sustainable, because social media is definitely a long-term play. So make a plan and stick to it for sure. Challenge yourself, be accountable, but definitely go on the more conservative side if I have to reframe kind of minimums. And it's so cool with all of these platforms nowadays, just the draft feature or function. So if you don't know what that is, basically I can start typing up a post. You know, I pick what pictures I want or what videos I want. I start typing up my caption, or sometimes honestly I just type in caption just so there's something to save. But I know that I want that video as a post for later. So what you can do is every Sunday night you type up your 2 posts. Or let's say every Sunday night you go through your training videos from the past week. And you say, oh, I want this one and this one. So I go on Instagram, I take 5 minutes to type up my 2 paragraph caption for one post. For the second post, I do the same on Twitter. Well, then come Monday and Thursday, or whenever you decide to post, all you have to do is literally open Instagram, go to drafts, select the post, and hit post. So whatever works the best for you, schedule-wise, planning-wise, posting-wise, definitely the drafts function is such an awesome way to make it easier to kind of post and do that. And with the expectations, how I've recently started kind of living my life and making my decisions of recent has been like, I'm not going into this knowing it'll change my life, but I know that I won't regret actually doing it, but I might regret not doing it. So it's what, August 7 right now? So come the new year, right? Come January 2023, if you go quote unquote all in, minimally all in, to say twice a week on two platforms, really just two posts because you can just recycle. I'm gonna make two posts a week for the next 4 months. I think if you commit to that and you stick to it, you won't regret doing that. Even if it doesn't work out and you realize social media is not for you, I think you'll be glad that you did it, versus if you don't do it come January 2023, that you will regret it. So next, I'm gonna go through the social media platforms. These are just my interpretations, how I personally use them. But honestly, any platform can be turned into any one of these buckets, you know, entertain, educate, innovate, or highlight. And although traditionally there's more athletes on one and more coaches on one, well, there's, you know, I consider Twitter more of a coach thing, but there are plenty of athletes on there. So this is just my interpretation, but I'm gonna go through all of the platforms now. So Instagram, the media, pictures, videos, and captions, but it's mainly, or text captions, but it's mainly pictures, videos, short form content. There's athletes and coaches on there. Probably, well, it could be both. It is both. I use it for both. The reach is small. So there's organic reach, which would be people discovering your stuff. And although there is the explore page on Instagram, no one really does that. And basically the feed you have on Instagram is just people you already follow. So that's why it's a relatively small reach, people who already follow you and know who you are. Twitter, mainly text, but there are also visuals. So I've recently almost never post a tweet without some sort of visual just because it's more eye-catching, but it's mainly the text and you can put visuals with it. Short form content, I use it mostly for coaches, even though I know that there are athletes on there, but it's more for like recruiting profiles, to be honest. So audience coaches, and it's small reach because your feed is people you follow, but it is a little bit organic because on Twitter, if I like something and you follow me, well, that post shows up on your feed. So if you have a post that does really well, well, everyone who liked it, all the people who followed them will also see it. So there's a chance to be that organic reach, but mostly small. TikTok, videos, short form content, you know, 5 seconds to 2 minutes, mainly athletes on there, but there are some coaches on there as well. I just view it as mostly athletes. It's organic because the For You page is just discovering stuff. And although there is the following page, it's mainly organic and random people kind of stumbling upon your stuff. And the plot twist for this, or the kind of wild card dark horse, is opportunity for ginormous growth. You know, the most my YouTube, my Instagram has ever grown has been when my TikTok has blown up and grown. So that's the interesting kind of plot twist about TikTok. But Facebook, for all the boomers out there, text with visuals. So it's these text posts, kind of like Twitter, but it can be short or long. It can be just a quick caption, or it could be a longer caption because there's no character limit. But I would recommend also putting a visual in there as well. And what's interesting about Facebook is the groups. So it's basically a concentrated group of whatever topic you would be interested in, or, you know, there's, let's say you coach football. Well, there's a bunch of Facebook groups just for football coaches, or just for strength and conditioning for football, whatever it may be. I view it mostly as coaches because younger kids, they probably don't even have a Facebook account, to be honest. And their reach is small because you're going specifically to these groups. If you post, it's just people who are friends with you as opposed to that kind of organic reach. LinkedIn, same thing as probably Facebook, longer text, but with visuals as well, short or long, however long you want to make it. Mostly as coaches because, you know, kids under the age of 18 probably don't have LinkedIns anyways. Audience coaches, small / organic, so it's the same thing as Twitter. If I post something and you like it, well, everyone you're friends with on LinkedIn will also see that you liked it. YouTube, video, longer form content, athletes and coaches, really just whoever wants to look up whatever topic on YouTube it is. and small/organic. So the organic is more like, it's small because for your YouTube videos to get picked up, you have to be doing it for a long time. So it's pretty much just the people who subscribe to you, but there is that chance for it to pick up a video or two of yours because the algorithm has picked up a video or two of mine. And the plot twist for this is the most legit way to monetize and make money off your content. Now, there are ways to make money on TikTok and Reels on Instagram and whatever, but I'm using it as a win-win. So a chance to make money longer term, but also a chance to help my build my brand and more longer form content because I am on that education side of building my brand. You can have a website. I used to have a website. To be honest, mainly text. It's going to be longer form content and probably more coaches. I don't know too many athletes that would just be searching up speed training or using sports science and training. But reach small, so pretty much whoever knows you have a website or whoever already follows you on some of your social media. But I realized, why would I spend all this time and money, all this time to write an article for my website that only like 7 people are going to see, when I can write an article for a different website, a bigger website, get paid for it, and have a way bigger audience that would then go to my social media and kind of stuff like that. So I don't have my website anymore. And then you have a podcast. So this is mainly going to be audio, longer form content, probably just for coaches. Now, I know one podcast, I think it's called The Physical Prep. Don't quote me. But I think it is more for teaching athletes kind of all about this stuff. So it could be athletes or coaches. I just use mine mainly for coaches. Reach small. I don't really know how people stumble upon podcasts besides like recommendations. But there is an opportunity to monetize with podcasts as well. So mine, the Talking Shop podcast, it started as really just like a productive hobby is what I call it. I've always thought about doing a podcast and I did it. You know, I think stories are super interesting and the X's and O's, people make enough content about that. So I want to hear about the stories, the journey, the career, everything that's made it beyond the training. So with all of those things, you can definitely make it what you want to make it. You know, just because it might mainly be younger people on TikTok. Well, if you make your stuff just for coaches and you advertise, hey, are you a coach, at the beginning of your videos, well, you're going to find that audience. But putting it all together, you know, what do you want out of your social media? What platforms, at least my interpretations, or at least do you like the longer form content, the shorter form? Do you just want to make awesome content for your following you already have? Are you really trying to grow? Which ones make the most sense to you? And what is the least you can consistently post on? So if I had to end this just with action steps, it's write out your 5-minute summary. So if you started posting for 1 month and you gave it to your coworker and you said, hey, scroll through it, and then write on this whiteboard 1 to 5 bullet points of how you would summarize my social media, what would you want that person to write out? So just to be super clear, and even if it's this vague blob of bullet points, that still gives you so much more direction than not having that at all. So the first thing, write out that bullet point summary. If someone were to scroll through your stuff for 5 minutes, pick 1 to 3 categories of highlight your athletes, educate, innovate, and entertain. So like I said, mine, I do post my athletes every now and again. I'm more on the education side, and every now and again, I'll post something a little bit funnier. I don't really do the innovation or intentionally innovation. And not that you can't have all four, it's just, would you rather do 2 really well or 1/4 of each 4 of them? Pick what platforms you want to start out on. So like I said, those are my interpretations of those platforms, but which make the most sense to you? You know, Instagram and Twitter are so easy because you can just post from your phone. Well, you can post on all these on your phone, but you probably already have those accounts anyways, so probably just start there. Pick your minimum posting frequency. So I know I want to highlight my athletes and I want to teach them some stuff. I can post every Monday and every Friday, and I'm just going to use videos from my phone that I already have, and I'm going to type up a short caption on Twitter. I'm going to copy and paste that caption into Instagram, maybe add a little bit more detail to it. I'll do that every Sunday night. And can you commit to that for the next 3 months? You know, if that's even overwhelming, one platform, once a week. You know, there is no right or wrong, but whatever you have to do it consistently, I think is the X factor that no one wants to talk about with all this stuff, if you get someone coming across your content like, oh, I like their style, this makes sense, it's pretty cool, you know, you post 5 in the first week and then you're gone for a month. Like, oh, I wonder what happened to that person. I really like their stuff. And then, you know, let's say it is 2x a week and they're basically the same captions. Well, can you spend 20 minutes every Sunday night? You scroll for 5 minutes, pick 2 videos you like, and then you just put it in the drafts, you type it up, and then away you go. So utilize the draft function, and then congrats. You're doing social media as a professional. So hopefully all that made sense. Reach out if you have any questions. What's the least you can do? What story, what summary do you want people to tell about your social media? Do it consistently, crush it.